Hey, what's up, all you dirt chasers? I'm back. You are listening to Single Track State of Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, broadcasting live from my living room, the one and only, on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. You guys didn't know I was going to come back, did you? Well, I'm lucky enough to do my 10th episode of Single Track State of Mind, the one of the best radio shows on the air right now. And I'm stoked to be back with you guys. I really am. I know I left you the ninth episode with a nice little goodbye and wrap up, but I'm back. I'm back with vengeance and fury, and I'm going to bring you another great show. This is the final show, and I'm super stoked and really psyched that I could get to do one more of these. So now you get to hear this mountain goat in all its glory for one more show. So lucky you, and lucky me. And like I said, this show has been an absolute pleasure, you know, to talk about my sport, my passion, and you know, it's always the thing that seems to bring me back to life in my daily day to day, week to week, month to month activities. Whenever I can get a ride in, get outside, unplug, and connect with nature and myself and my bicicleta, that is when I'm happy, man. I'm recharged, refueled. So you know, for you listeners that are mountain bikers, if you know, you know, this sport is life changing. It really is. And you know, it's been there for me through thick and thin. It's definitely beaten me up a few times. You know, I've broken a few bones. I've gotten surgery. I've taken a few face plants. You know, I've looked like roadkill a few times, but it's worth it. It's worth it in the long run. You know, because yeah, you take a few scrapes every now and then. You get banged up, but it is truly the best therapist I've ever known. It's been one of my best teachers, and of course, physically, it's been the best training coach for me. You know, I could be having a bad day, stressed out, get out on the trail, and I'll forget about all that. And especially during the current atmosphere, you know, during this pandemic. I can be in the present moment when I'm out on the mountain bike, and that's what's most important. And you know, I think that's what we're all looking for. You know, be in the present, try not to future trip, and think about, you know, what happened yesterday or the day before, and who we might have wronged or wronged us. Just, you know, look at the trail in front of you, have some fun. Connect with your buddies, you know, and enjoy this beautiful county that we live in. Gotta love Marin County. So, sorry to get super cheesy on you, but not sorry also. It's important to me to weigh in on just how much this sport means to me. You know, it really challenges me mentally, physically, and emotionally. But above all else, it just brings me complete serenity, bliss, and happiness. So with that, if you are not a mountain biker and you're listening to this show, thank you for listening. And if you are, right on. And please consider picking up a mountain bike, taking a demo, riding somebody else as a friend's, and hitting the trails if you've never done it before. I think you'll be truly amazed about just how fun and, you know, what exactly this sport has to offer. So so get pumped, get stoked. We're going to shred it up for the last time on this show today. I mean, you know, this is the last show. So let's do this. And to recap on the last show, You know, the last show talked about different trail bikes. I talked about my trusty steed, the Nomad. I talked about riding Stanford campus when I was growing up, and urban riding, and Lake Lagunitas, where the Stanford college students used to burn books and over summer and things like that. And basically, Stanford campus is where I grew up riding and did a lot of stupid urban riding on my little hardtail. And then I got into lift-assisted riding, which is a lot of fun. It's basically just going straight down a hill and being a bozo. I've done that my whole life. And these days I only do it maybe twice a year, sometimes once a year. And my current bike is able to do that. It's a downhill specific trail bike, but it also has the ability to climb like a mountain goat. I mean, that's why I got the name. That probably won't happen this summer. I think a lot of the resorts are going to be closed for a while, so that's okay. I'll just keep riding our backyard here in Marin. So I hope you enjoyed that last show. And, you know, what I got in stock for you today is some good stuff, you know. But I'm going to talk about a few other things as well. So get pumped. Like I said, get stoked. We're going to shred it up again. And I want to check in with everybody. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing okay and, you know, handling this pandemic as best as they can. You know, this is a tough time, a trying time, definitely a little bit uncertain. And I know for myself, I'm definitely pretty anxious at times and looking forward to this three-phase plan where they're going to roll out you know, the economy again, especially for California. We are one of the states that handled this thing correctly, and so we're going to be one of the first states to start loosening the shelter in place and you know, rolling back the economy, which is great. But if you're like me, I'm antsy, man. I'm antsy. I want to travel. I want to go see some different scenery, hang out with my friends again. But I am also fully prepared to you know, be in this for however long needs to be, however much longer until, you know, they deem it safe and people start getting healthy again and the spread really slows down. So whatever it takes. I think we're about 40 something days into this thing, and it's likely that they could extend it further. You know, keep up the good work. We're all fighting this fight and trying to help each other. And I definitely tip my hat to the healthcare workers. You know, the healthcare workers, the truck drivers, the courier services, you know, the restaurants that are still doing takeout. You know, they're showing up to work still. That's a tough job. So you gotta thank them. You know, the one thing that's been helping me, as always, you know, keep going outside, guys. Tend to your emotional, mental, and physical health. That's really important. So, you know, getting outside can really help, you know, your overall serenity and stress. It's helped me so much. And then connecting with your family over the Zoomies. I call it the Zoomies, the Zoomsies. That is the Zoom app, which is the video sharing meeting app. It's been great to connect with family and friends over that. A lot of people are doing their careers and continuing their work over Zoom. I've been doing my classes over Zoom, and it's been really great. It's been a great way to connect, so thank God for that. And I've been watching a lot of movies. What else have we been doing during this COVID besides mountain biking? Don't worry, we're going to get back to mountain biking in a minute here. But I think it's important to talk about what's working right now. Been cooking a lot of really good food. Yeah, cooking like a madman. I think I've only eaten out about four times, which is pretty crazy for me. I think pre-COVID, before this pandemic, I was eating out at least three or four times a week, which is a little expensive. But you know, it is good to support your local business right now. I know a lot of restaurants, the whole restaurant industry is drastically suffering from this pandemic. So, you know, eat out as well. But it is also expensive to eat at home. Because I've been cooking so much at home, I've been buying all this food, and I've really found that it's almost just as expensive to eat out than it is to cook at home when you cook these really good meals. But it's more satisfying, and you get to learn how to cook better. So I've been eating healthier. I've been cooking well. You know, I cooked up things like beef short rib, pulled pork, you know, unhealthy stuff like Fruit Loop bars, brownies, mac and cheese, waffles. I cooked up some Wagyu burger sliders the other day, beef stew, all sorts of good stuff. Apparently, I like beef a lot. So right now is a great time to get crafty in the kitchen and kill some time. Other than that, I'm really interested in seeing this three-phase plan roll out whenever this shelter in place is lifted. I guess like May 3rd is the date. We'll see on that. I hear that San Francisco is going to get extended, and we're basically San Francisco's brother. We'll probably get our shelter in place extended too, and that's okay. More mountain biking and trail hiking and cooking at home. All good. Yesterday I went trail running from Mill Valley to Tennessee Valley Beach. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was glorious, amazing. I got a little stir crazy in the house yesterday, and I rode four times last week. So I decided it was time to switch it up, give another you know, a few muscles of my body a rest, and you know, go try the other one. So went for a run. It's about 7 miles round trip from Mill Valley out to the Tennessee Valley Road, and it was so nice. I really needed a change in scenery. You know, I get tired of staring at China Camp from my balcony all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love China Camp. It's beautiful, but it's nice to see some different scenery. You know, nice change in pace, please the eyeballs. So that was really cool. You know, I run maybe a couple times a week when I can. And so 7 miles is actually a lot for this guy. It's super easy on a mountain bike, but I really needed to see some water and hear the ocean. And that's why I did that. It was really cool. There were maybe 30 people there at Tennessee Valley Beach. It was pretty relaxed for a Saturday, you know. On a usual Saturday at Tennessee Valley, it's absolutely packed. And it was not packed because of the Marin County Parks order to not allow vehicles in. You know, you can only access all the trails, beaches, and parks in Marin by foot or by bicycle. And thank God that's the case. It made the beach scene much more peaceful. And they even have a metal barricade blocking off cars from entering Tennessee Valley. So that's really nice to see. You can just bike or jog straight down the road, take up the whole road, and no one cares. And you don't have to worry about cars running you over. Pretty cool. So I parked my truck in Tam Junction and jogged all the way to the beach from there. And it must have been 70 degrees, sunny, absolutely incredible. Super relaxing. I hung out on the beach for a little while after running, you know, 3.5 miles into the beach, chilled out for 45 minutes or so, maybe an hour, and then ran back. So if you can make it to the beach, do it. It's worth the grueling workout. It really is. I got my ass kicked, and you know, like I said, I only run about twice a week, which is not that much, but running 7 miles is definitely feasible if you run quite a bit, or if you run a couple times a week, you can definitely do it. My body's a little sore. It's kind of giving me the middle finger today. It's okay. I'm going to keep pushing through. So, I jogged it to the beach, and, I rode a lot last week. So, I've given myself a few days break from riding, and I think I'm going to go riding again today. And I'm going to tell you about where I'm going to go riding today. It's a new trail, and it's absolutely incredible. But I'll talk about that in a minute. So, enough about jogging and the beach. You may be asking, yo, goat, what about the mountain biking? Don't worry, guys. I've got something up my sleeve. And that's the new trail I was just saying. It's in the top, you know, few favorites of mine now. I just rode it for the first time, and it's pretty amazing. So, as you might have guessed, this guy doesn't do well sitting for long periods of time. So during this shelter in place, I have been working out like a madman to avoid going crazy. So not only have I been mountain biking every day, but I have, not every day, but almost every day, but I have also been doing at-home workouts and going on runs. The at-home workouts are just simple stuff like crunches and planks and easy ab workouts and leg workouts, lunges sometimes. I have a little kettlebell and a little 30-pound weight and a pull-up bar, and I do some of those. You know, it's got to get the – I work out my legs so much, I got to get a little bit of the upper body, and I don't go too crazy on the at-home workouts, but it's nice to do that as well. And, you got to have – it's doing those other workouts, the muscle training workouts that help your mountain bike rides a lot too. Good to work out other muscles of your body. And it really helps combat the shelter-in-place crazies that I seem to be getting. It really, really helps. Kind of calms me down quite a bit. So if you're just checking in, guys, I've been all over the place rambling and chopping it up about what has been keeping me sane during this pandemic. And, of course, we've been talking about mountain biking. I did a little recap, but this is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, and this is Single Track State of Mind. And you are listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu on FM 102.3. And this is Single Track State of Mind, like I said, and this is my last episode. So if you're tuning in, welcome. Thanks for checking in on my last show. We got a good one today. And we're about to get into some gnarly, sweet, dirt shredding trails, and one of my favorites. But let's get right to it. I've talked enough about jogging and well being type stuff. Let's get into the real grit, the real fun. And I'm gonna start off with a trail called Eagle Rim, and that's at Mount Burdell in Novato. So if you didn't know. Mount Burdell is like, it's the biggest open space preserve in Marin. It's absolutely massive. I hiked there a few years ago, and I'd say about a month ago, I rode it with my ranger buddy. He said, hey, man, they just opened a new single track at Mount Burdell, and we have to go hit it. It's supposed to be sweet. And I said, okay, let's do it. And it's pretty cool. It's a beautiful, massive open space preserve. There's cows grazing all over the place. You know, it's got wide open fire roads, and when you get to the top, it's got stunning views. It's got a cool 360 of really all of Novato and all the way to the city. You got a great view of Mount Tam. It's pretty inspiring. It's got this really amazing rock quarry from the 1700s to 1800s about at the very top of Burdell. You got to follow the paved road towards the outlooking view towards Tam, and all of a sudden you'll see these pile of rocks, and you can kind of meander back and check out this quarry. It's kind of hidden a little bit. You go through this channel of trees near the rock quarry, and you'll see these big, massive rocks that look kind of, piled up. That's going to be it. And, it has some trippy rock carvings with skulls in them. And some of these rocks, when you go back into the quarry, it's got some weird stuff there. It's got a bunch of names carved into it, some skulls. It's trippy. And it's kind of funny. My ranger buddy took me there and walked me back into the quarry. And then he just took off. So I think he was trying to scare me. He said, yeah, just go walk up the quarry a little bit and tell me what you see. And so my bike was back near him, and he walked with me a little bit, and then he turned around. And I don't know. I mean, I'm in my late 20s here, and I don't know if he thought I get scared easily. But, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. But not trying to toot my horn. I'm not like a badass or anything, but it wasn't very scary. It was just kind of unique. I think it's definitely worth a look if you go to the top of Mount Burdell. But I thought I'd share that with you. He thought he was going to get me. He did not. So anyways, but the real reason we went there was to ride a single track trail called Eagle Rim. And Eagle Rim is a new single track that opened up for riders recently at Burdell. And it was illegal for a long time. And it's one of the only single tracks at Burdell, actually. And everything else there is just wide, you know, wide fire road. It's a pretty gnarly single track. Eagle Rim breaks off of the fire road at the top of Burdell, and you can't miss it. All of a sudden, you'll be riding up the fire road. It's been, you're a few miles into the fire road at Burdell. Then you see this single track branch off to the left, and it serpentines up to the top of Burdell. So that's Eagle Rim. And you take that sucker to the top, and you can go back to the rock quarry and then turn around and go back down this single track. And once you turn around, get ready for one of the bumpiest rides of your life. It's not super long. It's maybe, 2 miles of single track, maybe 2.5. And the single track's kind of narrow, definitely narrow towards the top. And, it's a little sketchy. I had to hike actually a couple of the sections. It's pretty gnarly. Big chunks of rock, and, it's super fun to bomb down, but you have to keep your wits about you. The first section of Eagle Rim is misleading actually, because it's somewhat smooth single track that allows you to build a lot of momentum and kind of get flowy and, get your rhythm. It makes you feel confident. And then all of a sudden it goes into just ridiculousness and, super rocky, gnarly downhill. It's gnarly because of there's basically rock gardens through the second and last portion of Eagle Rim. There's these rock sections are pretty, pretty intense. They really make you check yourself. They make you check yourself before you wreck yourself, as Mr. Ice Cube would say. One section I even had to get off my bike. I said that. I had to get off my bike, and there goes my pride. But it was either go over the handlebars and possibly into a barbed wire fence, or get off my bike and save my bones and my trusty steed, my Santa Cruz Nomad bicycle. And so that's what I did. It was definitely a little sketchy. So besides that one gnarly section, there are a few others that will make you brake check for sure. It's fun, but it's a lot of rocks. It feels like you're riding at North Star in Lake Tahoe. Have you ever ridden North Star? That's where you have a big burly downhill bike. North Star is notorious for, it's big chunky rocks, and the guys who ride North Star, including myself, I wear a full face helmet and some body armor, some pads. It felt like that's what was needed at this section of Eagle Rim, at least some of the rock sections. Full face would have been a little more comforting, going over the handlebars and, possibly slamming into these rocks. Having a half shell does not save your moneymaker, that's for sure. So you really can't go super fast on Eagle Rim. It's because of the nasty terrain, and your hands and wrists just get locked up. You'll be jarred by the end of the single track at Eagle Rim. So long story short, it's still a lot of fun. It's nice to switch it up. Eagle Rim is one of the only single tracks in Novato. It's super bumpy, super rocky, a little sketchy for sure. Sketchy downhill. And it's not for the beginner writer. I'll put that out there. You definitely want to be, on the intermediate advanced side. It will test you physically, and it will definitely test your guts and your manhood, if you know what I mean. You got to have a little grit and, grab your cojones a little bit. Pardon my French, but still a lot of fun. And I'd say it's for the rider that wants to get some gritty downhill in and hit some new single track. And of course, it's beautiful. Check out the views, the rock quarry. And you can definitely open it up and haul ass on the fire road. So I had to share that with you. My last episode, Eagle Rim. I think it's one of the highest peaks beside Mount Tam, of course, and Big Rock. Big Rock's, I think, second or third in Marin. But moving on, I gotta say, it seems there is an effort by the local communities, the biking communities, and of course, open space and parks to bring back single track for mountain bikers. It's pretty amazing. Hoorah is what I say. There's a few new trails that just opened recently. Eagle Rim, like I just discussed. Hunter's Camp, which I talked about quite a few episodes ago. Maybe it was episode 5 or 6. Hunter's Camp is in West Marin. And last Friday, they opened up a trail that I have not been to yet called Bill's Trail. It's about 4 miles in. So I think if you did the trail, it would be 8 miles in. And it's all single track. And that is in Samuel P. Taylor Park, also in West Marin. So it's really nice to see that, the bike community is pushing. And of course, open space and, county parks are pushing to bring back some single track for riders, because there used to be a lot more. And then there was a lot of blowback from, the city council and residents who were hiking on the trails. And then they outlawed and banned a lot of single track for mountain bikers. And there used to be a lot of great stuff, is from what I hear, that was open. There's still a lot of great stuff today. But anyways, it's really, really great to see new trails opening up. And let's go shred it up. Let me know what you guys think. So Bill's Trail is this new one that I'm hoping to do soon, up in West Marin. A little bit of a drive from me, but it's beautiful over in West Marin. It's one of the areas in Marin where you're not going to find too many open, out in the open, parts of the trail, usually just completely covered in canopies and beautiful trees. And, it's great. But last but not least, without further ado, the trail of the century. I know, big statement. It's the bee's knees, though. One that keeps me up at night. It's called the Ponte Trail. I'm going to give you guys the story behind Ponte. And, it was actually really tough for me to share this trail with you guys. But I appreciate you guys listening to my show and being a part of my audience and listening to me rant and rave. And that's why I'm sharing this known trail that's absolutely awesome. It's balls to the walls. It's sweet. It's fantastic. And it is called Ponte. And I've been meaning to the story behind it. I've been meaning to find it. I've been meaning to find Ponte for about 6 months now. And I heard about it 6 months ago, and that it was not finished yet. I heard that it was a trail kind of in, northern Marin. I guess it's northwestern Marin, kind of near Novato and San Rafael, kind of on the border. And I kept hearing about it from a few other buddies. And of course, my ranger buddy was telling me about it. He's like, hey, man, they're building this sweet trail. They've been working really hard on it, and it's called Ponte. It's not done yet. I don't think it's punched out. Punched out meaning, finished to a point where it's actually rideable. And also, the bottom of the trail hasn't been finished yet. He said you can ride parts of it, but it's not done yet. And that was a couple months ago. And he basically said, hey, you can try to ride it, but you got to go at your own risk. And I said, well, yeah, I might be down to do that. And but I don't want to get caught by a ranger. You know, he's my ranger buddy that, you know, probably lets me get away with a few things. He basically gave me the green light. But he's let me know a few times, you know, don't use my name. You know, if you see another ranger, don't get me in trouble. And so I never rode it yet. I didn't want to risk getting a huge fine. I didn't want to be, you know, cause destruction on the trail that was unfinished by all the, you know, the trail workers and trail builders that put in all their energy and effort into it. And so I didn't ride it over the last 6 months. And so then I heard, you know, where I live in San Rafael, my neighbor, I have a mountain biking neighbor, and he told me that he rode it. He didn't know what it was called, but he told me where it was, and I knew the whereabouts of the trail and what fire roads it broke off of. And he told me you had to ride, you know, Queenstone Fire Road, which is off of Miller Creek area. And that fire road is an absolute devil. It's super steep to climb, and I've only hiked it a few times, and I thought, well, geez, I have to hike my bike up that to go find it, and I still don't even know exactly where it is. You know, it doesn't seem like it's, you know, worth trying to go find. And my neighbor's like, hey, man, this trail is pretty sweet. It's definitely not finished, and you know, I've run into some trail guys building it, and they don't really care that I'm on it. But you know, it's pretty awesome. Like it's you know, it's a legit single track. So I kept hearing about it. Like the buzz was just buzzing in my head. I kept hearing about it, and I said, "Well, geez, I really hope, you know, this trail gets finished soon." So about a week ago, here's how it all unfolds. You know, I hope I haven't lost you guys. A week ago, my buddy from junior college hit me up, and he said he rode a trail in Marinwood, which is, you know, near where Pawnee is. And he said, hey, man, this new trail is absolutely sick. You know, it's dope. It's near the Marin IJ, which is the Marin Independent Journal. And he explained to me where it was and that it was near the Marin IJ. And then he said, you know, it's awesome. Like, it's great single track. It's got some sweet features. And I said, gosh darn it, this is Ponte. And he explained to me how he got there. And I said, you know what? And he said, yeah, it's mostly all finished. And, you know, there wasn't anybody working on it. I said, all right, tell me where, give me the details, give me the skinny, and I'm going to go find this trail. So I knew that this trail was Ponte and that it had been somewhat finished. So off I went to find this trail in all its badassery. And I'm going to give you guys the scoop on Ponte. So I'm giving you lucky dirt fanatics the first skinny on this trail. It's not well known. There are still no trail markers or posts. And it has definitely not been publicized as ready for use. It's not in any papers or on the you know, Marin County Parks open space website. It's not. It's specifically, or, you know, it's not specifically ready yet, but I was told by my ranger buddy that you can ride it and you're not going to get in trouble, and that it's supposed to be, you know, roughly ready to ride. But you can still thrash it. So, you know, I'll start from the beginning here. So here it is. You can park at the park and ride off Nave Drive. And what you do, you park there and you head south and trek over to the bike path that's maybe a quarter mile down from the park and ride. So you're going to see across from the park and ride is a trailhead, and it's an open space trailhead to Chicken Shack Fire Road. You don't want to go there. Go to the opposite side of the road, the one closest to the freeway, and ride the bike path. So you'll ride the bike path about a quarter mile, and then you'll see this fence. Above, you'll see the Marin IJ building. It's hard to miss on the right of the bike path. And you just go past the Marin IJ a little bit on the bike path, and boom. Then you see this fence, and the gate's open. But from what I hear, they're going to
they're going to close the gate during the week and then open it on the weekends for riders and hikers to hit it. Thrash it on the weekend, basically. So now you can get ready to ride. Once you find that fence, you know, get ready to ride some sweet single track. It's one of the top three single tracks in Marin, I think. I believe it's pretty rad in all its single track glory. You guys are really going to enjoy this trail, Ponte. So you're welcome. But let me tell you why. It's you know, definitely in the top two. And once fully groomed, it might even be number one. No kidding, guys. It's really awesome. It's all single track. And you can still tell it's getting worked on. They're doing the finishing touches. But it is punched out to the bike path, you know, off to the near the freeway. And you can kind of see the mini bobcat or tractor marks on the trail. You know, there's a lot of unfinished parts of the trail, you know, unfinished bumps that need to be kind of smoothed out, and definitely some rough terrain, but it's super dope. It really is. It's about 4 miles up to the top of Pawnee, and it peaks at Chicken Shack Fire Road, which is the one I was telling you about earlier across from the park and ride. Chicken Shack does kind of lead to the top of Pawnee, but you're going to want to take Pawnee up to the top. It's a much more gradual traverse ride and beautiful ride up to the top of this trail. And yeah, it's about 4 miles up. And the trail is nothing but, you know, meandering serpentine single track with huge bumps and small, kind of small jumps. They're kind of speed, you know, kind of pump track style jumps. But you can definitely get a little steezy and jump off some of these jumps and have some fun. The climb up to the top is gradual, and it's actually really fun in itself for a climb. You know, not can't say that about a lot of climbs that you're having fun climbing up. But this one isn't so grueling where you're like, you know, F this. It's enjoyable because of the way they built the switchbacks up to the top. You know, it's gradual enough where you're definitely, you know, outputting some serious energy, but not like you would if you're going straight up a fire road, really. There is one fire road section that breaks in between the single track. It's super quick, definitely a little bit of a jaunt, and it's a little bit steep, but it's not that bad. You'll have no problem doing it. And you know, I gotta let you know, there's a lot of time and energy went into the thought of this trail. You can tell when you're riding it. You know, you can see the planning that went behind it. You know, the strategic, you know, implementation of certain berms and switchbacks that they put into the trail. And you look at how they moved earth. I mean, there was earth moving that went into this, obviously. The way they took these little tractors and kind of dug into the side of the mountain and leveled it off. And, you know, my ranger buddy said that about 5 years went into this trail as far as planning, trail building, and work. And it looks like they still have maybe another couple months of finishing. And I think they're going to finish it after this, you know, this pandemic's over. I looked at a sign and it says that trail building has come to a halt because of the pandemic. So looking forward to when they can finish and kind of smooth it out and, you know, smooth over the rough edges and get it really primed and ready. But you can tell it was directed. This trail was definitely built for mountain bikers. And, you know, with the super flowy sections that were built, it's got big berms and momentum building jumps. It is a mountain biker's dream. It really is. So, you know, the first time I rode here, I was just kind of taken back. I was like, what? This is here in Marin? Where have you been all my life? And, you know, thank God it's here now. And it is maybe a 5 minute drive from my house, you know, the trailhead that you start on. And couldn't be happier. Super stoked that Pawnee is here. It's among us. It's ready to be thrashed. And so, like I said, it's a dream. It's full of beautiful views of San Rafael and Novato. And of course,
our wonderful lady, Mount Tam. And it takes about 40 minutes for me to climb the 4 miles. It's about 1,400 feet. And yeah, I'm kind of tooting my horn a little bit, guys. I've built up my legs recently, especially with this pandemic. I've been riding a lot more. So I feel like 40 minutes for 4 miles of 1,400 feet is pretty darn good. But I won't toot my horn too much longer. I'm sure you guys could thrash up and someone could easily beat me. I'm not in that good of shape. But what I mean is, if you ride weekly, it shouldn't take long for you to get to the top of Pawnee. So take a pop a squat at the top, take in the beautiful views. And if you look over to the right, when you're coming to the top of Pawnee and you reach the Chicken Shack Fire Road, if you go off to the side a little bit, if you keep going down the fire road, you'll see a little jump. Someone built a sweet little jump. It's pretty small, a little kicker, but you can kind of thrash on that as your little hoorah for making it to the top. And I did that the other day. I thought it was pretty sweet that someone built that jump. And then you can turn around and and thrash down. So once you chill at the top, eat a little snack. I had a little Fruit Loop bar the other day, like I said. I've been cooking a lot, making some unhealthy stuff. And unhealthy stuff's good when you're burning a lot of calories on a mountain bike ride. So this little Fruit Loop bar is packed with sugar. You know, throw that thing down and then get ready to ride the top section of Pawnee. And just know that the top section of Pawnee is not quite legal. It definitely is not legal. I got to check in here. I realize I'm chatting it up, and you know, if you're just tuning in, this is Single Track State of Mind on Penguin Radio, the Fisher Radio Station at Dominican University of California. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, and I'm broadcasting live out of my living room on radio.dominican.edu. And when we get back into the station, it's on FM 102.3. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for listening to me talk really fast today. I got a new espresso machine, and I may have had one too many shots this morning. But thanks for hanging in there with me. I was just talking about my new favorite trail. It's called Pawnee. It's in Novato, and it's on the border of Novato and San Rafael, and it's incredible. And so to put you in perspective, we just climbed the top, and it's 4 miles, 1,400 feet. We're just taking in the views of Mount Tam. We're eating Fruit Loop bars, and we're about to thrash down, mob down some pretty sweet 4 mile single track. And so, what I was saying was the top section, not quite legal. It is not legal, it's unfinished. There's signs posted that the trail is unfinished and that you shouldn't ride. Well, I'm not so good at following directions sometimes, especially when I'm on my mountain bike. And I saw that other mountain bikers had been riding it. So I said, well, I want to join. You know, that's looks like some pretty sweet single track at the top. And so I did that. You'll see these two big water tanks at the top. And you go behind the water tanks and you go down this unfinished single track. And there's actually a water hose kind of lining the unfinished single track because they're still doing the maintenance and trail building there. But it's pretty sweet. It's a little sketchy at the top. You know, when you bomb down, it's super fun at the top section. You kind of meander through some narrow trees it's a little sketchy. And there's not a lot of, it's so narrow that there's not a lot of trail to keep you kind of, you know, in the lines. So you can kind of get off track really quickly. And then after the first, maybe quarter mile, it gets a little bit hairier, and you got to hop through a tree, which is pretty cool. It's a sweet little feature. So once they actually finish building the top section, it's going to be pretty rad. But the top section gets super sketchy at the very last part because it drops into a berm of the main single track trail. And that kind of puts you on the, you know, puts you way back on your bike. You're kind of at a pretty steep angle, and you come in with a lot of heat, a lot of speed.
So you could easily overshoot that berm that you drop into and go over the handlebars and it would be a mess. So be careful if you do ride that. Be cognizant that it is illegal and that you could get caught by a ranger. So keep your wits about you. I'm not directing you to go ride that, but it is a lot of fun. So ride at your own risk. There are a lot of us that take that risk sometimes. I try not to, but this one, I would say it's worth it. So go check it out. So once you reach the legal single track, it's pretty sweet. You can really pick up a lot of speed and momentum on the single track. So be careful. But I will say that the first time I rode the Pawnee single track, I really felt at home, which is saying a lot for me. It just felt like a mountain bike trail. You know, a lot of the trails in Marin, they feel like, hiking trails that, people ride their mountain bikes on. This one felt like a legit mountain bike trail for mountain bikers. And you can feel that and see it and tell when you're on the trail. So I was totally locked in the zone the first time I rode it. I was hooting and hollering, and I couldn't believe that this trail was here. It's ridiculously flowy, and it's pretty easy to push your limits on, actually. You can you can really haul ass and, push your momentum into a lot of turns, pop out of them, get a little air and pop into another berm. And, it's an absolute blast. You can really rail corners, really rip them and, you can skid around them and kind of, set up your next move and It really allows you to practice your fast speed balance ability and how to blast into turns and get on top of your more edgy aggressive game. At least that's what it does for me. I like to pull a few manuals on the way down, bunny hop into the next jump or the berm, and I feel that this trail is kind of begging to be tested and pushed. On the more aggressive gravity downhill side, it's not too thrash or crazy, but it's a lot of fun. If you were hiking on that trail, I saw a few hikers out there, a couple bikers. It's definitely starting to be more widely known about. You would have heard me from the bottom, probably hooting and hollering, like you're at a concert. You could hear my little cowbell. I got my bell for other riders and hikers to hear me on the way down, and it's pretty loud. But you would have heard my hooting and hollering over that, even, because I was having so much fun. It really is awesome. And there's really not a trail like it in Marin. Big Rock's pretty sweet single track, but it doesn't have the mountain bike feel. It doesn't have the designated trail, mountain bike trail feel like this one does. So once this Pawnee trail is fully groomed and finished, you're going to be able to push this trail even harder. It's going to be that much more fun. So, it's got a few, open sections that you can stop and take a view at, have a snack, recharge on water. And then you can just dive back into the single track and, it's just, the flows on that trail are just uncanny, You really can't find the single track flows, and there's huge berms. I don't know any other trail in Marin besides the flow trail at Tamarancho, which is super short. I think the flow trail is maybe a quarter mile, and it's super tight switchbacks. It takes up all your energy, and you can't go that fast. Pawnee's different. It's 4 miles a single track, and it's got massive berms and super flowy sections. But I would say those, the flow trail at Tamarancho and this are similar on how they are built. So if that tells you anything, if you've been to Tamarancho, know that Pawnee is, in my opinion, better and has, 3.5 to 3.75 more of more single track to ride. So it's pretty darn sweet. So that's the skinny, guys. I hope you got a good picture of it. It's as an experienced mountain biker, just know that I know what I'm talking about. And when it comes to trails, that one is legit. So go ride Ponte. It's behind the Marin IJ. It's absolutely amazing. 4 miles of sweet single track. You can go session it twice, three times if your legs are really in good shape. And it's pretty rad, you know. It's going to be phenomenal once it's completely finished. I don't know when that will be, but you guys will know about it. It'll be publicized. There'll be trailheads, trail signs, trail posts, and you'll know about it. So you're welcome. Go check out Ponte. It's absolutely rad. And you know, that's going to wrap up my show. That's my 10th show, guys. And thank you so much for being a part of this amazing journey for me. This is my first time broadcasting. Single Track State of Mind is my show, my first show ever. And I'm so glad that I got to do it on my passion, mountain biking. And the amazing county that we live in. The birthplace of mountain biking, that's right, in Marin. You know, it started at China Camp, started at Repack. You know, this is where it all started. And so, of course, you know, world-renowned trails are here in Marin. And what better to talk about, you know, to do shows on than the mountain biking in Marin. But I'm glad you guys got to hear about my stomping grounds over in the peninsula. And some of the amazing lift-assisted places that I talked about, just how crazy my mind is for mountain biking. And it's just been an absolute pleasure. This show has – I've looked forward to every show that I've done. I love showing up and speaking my mind about this sport. Thank you for reminding me how amazing this sport is. It's the best. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I know I started this show with telling you why it makes me tick, but it really does. It's it brings me outside myself, connects me with nature, and it brings out my my adventurous side. I am, in short of it, I'm an adrenaline junkie, guys. And so this sport gives me my adrenaline fix, my rush, and it levels me out. It truly is amazing. This radio class has been, you know, one of my favorite classes in college. I'm a junior now, and I will always remember this class. So thank you for listening. I hope you guys had some fun with me. You know, I know some shows might have been better than others, but I had fun with every single show. And if you're like me, you have a single track state of mind. That's why I named it as so. You know, I'm always searching for single track. That's it. Fire roads are cool and all, but they're boring. Single track is where it's at. They have the flows, and it puts you in this, like I said, state of mind. You get in this zone, and you get present because you're looking at the terrain in front of you. You're finding the next flow, the next turn to hit at a different angle, to do it right. And that's what mountain biking is about. It's about being in the moment. And I'm always thinking about my next ride. So today I'm going to go ride Ponte. I'm going to go ride with a buddy that I went to junior college with. And I'm stoked. He's going to show me another trail that branches off Ponte. And so I hope I inspired you listeners that may not be dirt chasers to take up this sport. I think it'll do wonders for you. I think it'll, it'll prove some things. It'll test you. Your skill level, it'll test your grit, your physical levels, and it'll just, I think it'll ground you in certain ways. So, in all else, you're going to have a blast. You cannot, it's tough to not have fun on a mountain bike ride. So it's been a joy, guys. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy out there. Take care of yourselves, and we're all going to make it through this pandemic. We're going to come out better. We're going to be, we're going to band together and make it through this. So this is your host, DJ Mountain Goat.
last show, Single Track State of Mind, broadcasting live on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. It's been an absolute pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me, and I will see you guys out on the trails. Goat out.